A few minutes ago, President Bush concluded his first formal news conference since shortly after the November election. He was asked about problems in training Iraqi troops, and he said there had been mixed results. Asked about the continuing fight there, he acknowledged that the insurgents had had some success, but he said it was important to stay the course.
The bombers are having an effect. You know, these people are targeting innocent Iraqis. They're trying to shake the will of the Iraqi people and, frankly, trying to shake the will of the American people. And, you know, car bombs that destroy young children or car bombs that indiscriminately bomb in religious sites are effective propaganda tools. But we must meet the objective, which is to help the Iraqis defend themselves and at the same time have a political process to go forward. It's in our long-term interest that we succeed, and I'm confident we will.
In that press conference, President Bush also talked about Secretary of State of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, the failed attempt to nominate Bernard Kerik as Homeland Security Secretary, and his desire to change Social Security. Joining me now is Don Gagne, fresh from the press conference. Let's talk about Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Did the president leave any doubt that Rumsfeld is staying?
No doubt whatsoever. He mentioned that when he asked Secretary Rumsfeld to stick around for another term, and Rumsfeld said yes, he would, that the president said that was very good news to him. And he did acknowledge that some of the criticism of Rumsfeld from the Hill, even from Republicans, is real. But he said it's a question of Rumsfeld working with them, and he thinks he'll be able to win them over. Just quickly, too, he was also asked about Rumsfeld, this latest controversy, Rumsfeld not signing personally condolence letters to families of people who had a relative die in Iraq. And he said that he knows Rumsfeld is a good man, that he has a good heart, despite his gruff exterior.
And Republicans, though, have criticized him on Rumsfeld.
Absolutely. They have indeed. And the president said that that Rumsfeld will continue to work with them and that he personally has no doubts that Donald Rumsfeld is the man for the challenges that face the Defense Department today.
Again, he also talked about Social Security. Did the president explain how he thought private accounts would help?
He did not. He said he was not going to lay out the parameters of what Social Security form will look like. He described that as negotiating with himself, something he said he won't do in front of the press. He talked about how long-range people having private accounts will make the system more viable long-range by giving people confidence that they actually have something that they have invested. It's something they'll get back. But again, there are still serious questions about how that ultimately addresses both the near and the long-term viability of Social Security.
Now, a question was put to the president about immigration reform.
Yes, indeed. And it is something that when he came into office, he said would be a priority. After 9/11, it all but fell off the table. He said, when asked directly, that he will spend a political capital on it in this next term, that he thinks Border Patrol agents should be chasing criminals, should be chasing terrorists, not people who are trying to cross into the U.S. just to take a job that someone in America doesn't want. So we'll see if that goes anywhere in this coming term.
Don, thanks very much.
A pleasure.
NPR's Don Gagne.